You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Shanna Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.1 million. That's how many shares of Twitter Cathie Wood's ARK funds bought on Tuesday after the social media stock slumped to a 52-week low. Twitter stock started to fall Monday after Jack Dorsey said he would step down as the social media company's CEO. Purchases of the stock by the ARK Innovation ETF, the ARK FinTech Innovation ETF, and the ARK Next Generation Internet ETF totaled about $49 million. Those marked the fund's largest one-day purchase of Twitter stock since July, Bloomberg reported. Twitter wasn't the only notable ARK buy this week. Through various ETFs, ARK also bought shares of Zoom Video Communications and Robinhood Markets. The next number up is 1.2%. That's about how much lower the S&P 500 closed today, marking the index's sharpest turnaround since April 7, 2020. Stocks started the day higher, with the S&P rising as much as about 1.9%. But the discovery of the first confirmed Omicron case in the U.S. sent shares lower after 2 p.m. The arrival of the new variant wasn't the only news weighing on stocks. The Nasdaq moved lower after Salesforce, which is a leader in cloud software, offered a mixed outlook. The company's projected growth and current remaining performance obligations, which analysts use to gauge future growth, was below Wall Street's expectations and down from the October quarter. Federal Reserve news also weighed on investor sentiment. On Tuesday, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank could increase the speed at which it ends its bond buying program. Our last number is $4. That's how much Teams Essential, a new version of Microsoft's communications suite for small companies, will cost the user every month. The service, which is offered separately from Microsoft's Office 365 software suite, includes up to 30 hours of group meetings for a maximum 300 people and 10 gigabytes of cloud storage per user. Microsoft shares rose earlier in the day, but fell along with the Nasdaq in the last hour of trading. It closed down about 0.15% on Wednesday. Shares of competitors Zoom Video Communications and RingCentral ended the day lower, with Zoom shares closing down about 6.5%, while those of RingCentral closed about 7.8% lower. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm Shanna Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.